Socialist Candidate, Ex-Army Officer Stripped at Anti-War Burlesque Show in Uniform. By Christina Wong on December 13, 2021. Brittany Ramos de Barros, a former Army captain and Democratic Socialist candidate running for New York's 11th Congressional District against Republican Nicole Malliotakis, stripped at an anti-war burlesque show wearing a uniform and bashing the military, according to a report. According to the New York Post, de Barros told the audience in Brooklyn, "I was a captain in the Army. I was deployed to Afghanistan. I was like, this is bull's tea." She said after she returned to the U.S., she became committed to anti-war, anti-imperialist, anti-racist work, and stripped from her uniform down to red lingerie and pasties. The performance reportedly took place in December 2019 at Star Bar in Flatbush, Brooklyn. Her stage name was Captain Unbecoming. She posted a video of the performance on her Instagram account with the hashtag #dropbootiesnotebombs, according to the post. According to de Barros's LinkedIn account, she left the Army Reserve in July 2019. Still, it is against Department of Defense regulation to wear the uniform at a meeting or demonstration that is a function of or sponsored by entities that are totalitarian, fascist, communist, subversive, when wearing the uniform may bring discredit upon the military services, among other instances. Hank Schienkopf, veteran Democrat strategist, told the Post, "In Staten Island, where you have a disproportionate number of police, corrections officers and other law enforcement personnel who have served in the armed forces, this burlesque making fun of the armed forces will not go over well." He added, "In the era when Democrats are seen as disorderly and out of control, all this doesn't make it more difficult to elect Democrats." She reportedly wrote on her Instagram account of her performance, "When you see me pause and cover my face in the first video, it's because I'm actually overwhelmed with emotion and how liberating it felt to angrily tear that uniform off in front of an audience. I'm proud of this show and it still brings me so much joy to watch myself step into long undernourished pleasure and passion." The video no longer appears on her Instagram account, but there is a short clip posted, along with the caption, "Shout out to the amazing founders of It Brass Burlesque cheering me on so wonderfully and the many-legged monster of militarism chillin' there about to be dismantled and composted." It is not the first time de Barros has gained attention for her socialist views as a member of the armed services. She went on an anti-military rant while on active orders with the Army Reserve in July 2018 and was subsequently investigated by her command, according to the Army Times. At the time, she was serving with Army Psychological Operations Command. According to the Post, FEC records show de Barros has raised more than $350,000 since January, with the majority of it coming from out-of-state donors. She sparked some backlash after one of her fundraising campaigns pushed the Democrats' infrastructure bill after Hurricane Ida, which left 13 New Yorkers dead. She will face Max Rose in the Democrat primary. Rose is a former Biden administration official and Army veteran. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.